चानूरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्री कृष्णाय वयं नमः.
So in our last class we saw the fight between Hiranyaksha and Varaha Bhagwan has started. So Brahmaji prayed to Varaha Bhagwan that you should do something, and Varaha Bhagwan with a glance accepted his prayer. And he was glad. After that, first attack was by Hiranyaksha. And what happened? When he struck at that time, Varaha Bhagwan with his own mace tried to stop it. So Bhagwan's mace fell down on ground and started rolling. It was shining. And there was all the sages who were there, Brahmaji, they were all started thinking, what has happened this? Later on, when at that time when there was no arm in the hand of Bhagwan, then Hiranyaksha said, I will not take this opportunity, you pick up your mace. Lord appreciated that, and instead of picking up the mace, he became angry and called for his Sudarshan Chakra. Now the Sudarshan Chakra is in the hand of Lord. Now from verse number 8 onward is the description of Hiranyaksha. How is he looking? Number 8.
करालदंष्टश्चक्षुर्भ्यां सञ्चक्षानोदहन्निव आविप्लुत्य स्वगदया हतोऽसीत्याहनद् हरिं.
कराल, कराल फियरफुल, दष्ट्र, दष्ट्र मीन्स टस्क, कराल दृष्ट, चक्षुर्भ्यां विद बोथ आईज, संचक्षानो, संचानो स्टीयरिंग, दहन इव, दहन, दहन मीन्स जलाना, बर्निंग, लाइक वी आर गोइंग टू हैव रावण दहन, दहन इव लाइक दहन, एज इफ द आईज वेर लाइक वेर स्टीयरिंग इन सच ए वे दैट ही विल पुट एवरीथिंग टू एस, एज ए फायर इज कमिंग, अभिलुप्त अटैकिंग. नाउ हिरण्यक्ष इज अटैकिंग ऑन भगवान. हाउ? Swagadaya, by his mace. And what he is saying? Hata. Hata means, now you will be killed, slain. Who is saying to whom? Hiranaksha is saying to Brahma Bhagwan. Hata asi iti, asi iti, you are going to be killed. Ahanat harim. Ahanat means he struck on Lord Hari. So while attacking, he said, you are dead with this. This was his implication. So the demon who had fearful tusks staring Varaha Bhagwan as though to burn him, springing into the air, he aimed his mace at the Lord, shouting, oh, you are dead with this. Next. What happened?
Pada savvena tam sadho bhagavan yagya sukarah leelaya bhishata shatroho praharatvat ramhasam.
Pada savvena. Pada means with his foot. Savvena, left foot. So Bhagavan with his left foot. Tam means that mace. The mace of Hiranyaksha. Sadho. Sadho is indicating Vidur. The talk is going on between Maitri and Vidur. O Vidur, at that time, Lord Varaha Bhagwan, with his left foot, Bhagwan Yagya Sukara, Bhagwan in the form of boar. And why it is Yagya Sarupa? Because his all actions are for the happiness of others. He is taking out the prithvi. He is not holding it and giving it to Devtaj. Okay, now this is for you. Yagya Sukara, Leelaya, playfully, Misata, looking on, Satro, he was looking on to Satro. Who is the Satru here? Hiranyaksha, only two are there. Praharat means knocked down. So the gada which was in the air, he knocked it down by his left feet. And Bataram Hansame. And how was that? How forceful was that mace? It was like a Bataram, and tempest, like a tornado type of thing comes. The wind force is very strong. So it was coming at that force. Like we see, sometimes they tell you this ball is being balled at this speed. Is it not so? They tell you the speed of the ball hitting the bat. Similarly, and how Lord saved himself? By his left foot. If you know little bit about football in Calcutta, there is East Bengal and West Bengal, they fight this football. So sometimes you'll find they will kick with their feet and the ball will go into the goal. So similarly here also, with the left foot, Lord saved himself.
Aha chayudham madhastva ghatasva tvam jigishasi ittukta satada bhoyasta adayan venadad prisham.
He said. Who said? Varaha Bhagwan. Cha ayudham adhatasva. You take up your weapon. Now, Hiranyaksha is without weapon. He is without weapon. Earlier, Bhagwan was without weapon. Now, Hiranyaksha is without weapon. The Bhagwan said, cha ayudham adhatasva. You take up the weapon. Ghatasva, you try again. Tvam jigishasi. You want to have victory, na? Hiranyaksha wanted to conquer Varaha Bhagwan. He said, okay, if you want to win or you want to kill me, take up your weapon. Ityukta, thus he challenged Saha Tada. Saha means Hiranyaksha Tada. Then Bhuya, again Tarayan. Again he ran to strike Bhagwan. Tarayan. Vyananada roared Bhrisham and loudly roared. Loudly roared. So Varaha Bhagwan said, take up your weapon and try again. Eager as you are to conquer me, challenge in these words, the demon aimed his mace at the Lord and once more loudly roared. Next.
Tamsa apatatim viksha bhagavan samavasthitah jagraha lilaya praptam garutmanivapannagim.
Tam, that mace. Now Hiranyakashipu trying to hit Bhagavan. Tam, the mace. Sir, he apatatim, flying toward. He threw his mace. Apatatim. Vichya Bhagavan samavastita. Bhagavan is seeing. Vichya means seeing. Bhagavan samavastita stood firmly at one place. Jagraha, he caught that mace. Lilaya, easily. Praptam, when he got it. Garutatmana iva pannagim. Like a Garud takes up snake, similarly, Lord just took it like so easily in Leela. You can explain this by when the children are playing this flying saucer. So how they catch other side, means, you know, standing under. Similarly, Bhagavan also in Leela sportingly, he took it. Gada.
Swapaurushe pratihate hatamano mahasurah naichad gadam diyamanam harinavigata pravah.
Swapaurushe, his valor, now Hiranyaksha valor, pratihite, frustrated. Because each attack is being said by Bara Bhagavan. He was frustrated. Hatamana, his man, his pride was also destroyed. Mana, apaman, hatamana means his pride destroyed. Mahasur, great demon. Hiranyaksha is not an ordinary demon, it is Mahasur. Mahasur. Na ichchat gadam. Now he is not desiring gada. He has already thrown gada and Bhagavan is saying, you take up your gada. Na ichchat, nahi chahiye ab. Gadam. Diyamanam, being offered by whom? Harina. Harina means? Bhagavan Hari said, okay, you take your gada. Bigat Prabha, because his splendor has reduced. Hiranyaksha strength, valor, it has reduced. He was frustrated. Now he will play other trick, not mace. Okay. So first fight was with mace. Next fight.
Jagraha trishikam shulam jwalat jwalana lolupam yajnaya dhritarupaya vipraya vicharan yatha.
Jagraha, that he Hiranyaksha took up. Jagraha took up what? Trishikam. Trishikam, you know trishul? He had got trishikha, trishul. Trishikam shulam, a trident. He has taken trident in hand. And how is that trident? Jwalat jwalana lolupam. Is the end, there is a fire, continuous fire is burning, like we do the Ravan Dahan. At that time Ramji has got an arrow and in the front of the arrow there is fire. Is it not so? So this trident, Trishul, has got a fire, blazing fire. Lolupam yagyaya dhatrupaya, and he threw it to what? Lord. Yagyaya dhritrupaya, enjoyer of all the yagya, who has taken the form of a boar, dhritrupaya, vipraya vicharan yatha, and it has no effect on Bhagavan. No effect on Bhagavan. Like vipraya abhicharan yatha, like if there is a realized person, a vipra, there are many, what they call is black magic, kala jadu. Sometimes they go to some tantric, usko marna hai. And they give, say, throw some mantra and this and that. In Hindi they call it mota and all this. But nothing happens to a realized person. Similarly, nothing happened to Bhagavan. How you will explain nothing happened to Bhagavan? What is the science behind it? Unse paanch mahabhut aaye hain. He is the creator of fire. How fire can burn him? See? Can fire burn him? No. He is creator of fire. So he now took a trident trishul, which was rapacious as a flaming fire, and hurled against the Lord in jar of yag, even as one would use a penance against a realized Brahman. So nothing happened to Bhagwan. So this was second, chal. First was mace, second was trident. Then?
Tado jasa daitya mahabhatarpitam chakasa dantakha udirna didhiti chakrena chiddhita chakrena chicheda nishata nemina hari ratha takshapatatram ucchitam.
Tado jasa, the trident with the sakti, because it was with the blazing fire, sakti, daitya mahabhat arpitam, daitya, that Hiranyaksha, mahabhat of the great strength, arpitam, hurled by. So that trident hurled by that Hiranyaksha, chakasat antah, chakasat, it was shining, naturally it was blazing fire. So when it was thrown in the sky, it was shining, chakasat antah, kha means akash. In the sky it was shining. Udirna didati means increase. Didati means illumination. So when the fire was there, so there was more illumination. Natural. Now what happened to that? Chakrena. Chakra means Sudarshan Chakra. By Sudarshan Chakra. Chicheda, cut into pieces. So by Sudarshan Chakra, Lord has cut this into pieces. Nisat Nemina. How it was cut into pieces? Nisat, it was sharpened. Nemina means it's a rim. Sudarshan Chakra is round, so it has got a rim. That rim is very sharp. So when it was thrown, it cut that trishul into many, many pieces. Harir yatha, like Indra, tarcha patatram ujjitam. Like Garuda's patra was taken by Indra. So what is that? We'll see that. So hurled by the mighty demon with all his strength, the flying trident shone brightly in sky. Varaha Bhagwan, however, tore it to pieces with his Sudarshan Chakra, which had a sharp edged rim, even as Indra cut off a wing of Garuda. So Garuda, once you see, he snatched pot of nectar from Devata. And he wanted to save his mother, Binita. She was in custody of his stepmother. Her name was Kadru. Kadru is the stepmother, is mother of serpent. So he wanted to save, he took. At that time, Indra threw Brahmastra. Although Garuda is invincible by anything, but he thought, if I disregard Brahmastra, that will not be good. So he offered his one wing, and that wing, Brahmastra shattered into many pieces. Similarly, we find in the Ramayana also, Hanumanji. When Meghnath or Indrajit, he came, first Ravan sent Akshakumar. When Ashok Vatika was being destroyed by Hanumanji, so Akshakumar came with his battalion. When he saw that Akshakumar is coming, Hanumanji jumped over him and killed all of them. And some ran away to Ravan, informed. He heard that monkey has killed. So he was very furious. Ravan sent then his another son, Indrajit, when he came, at that time he also came with lot of other asur. And he threw Brahmastra. Then Hanumanji, at that time, was thinking, if I don't honor this thing, that will be really bad. So he also honored Brahmastra. And he fell unconscious. When he fell down, at that time he killed many demons also. And Indrajit, with the Nag pass, at that time he bound him and took him the coat of Ravan. So Brahmastra, even if you have got the power, for the respect of Brahmastra, many, many devotees, they accept it. Okay, you take my one anga, or okay, I become unconscious. So the same thing is said here. Next.
Vrikne swasule bahudharina harehe pratyetta vistirna muravi bhutimata pravidha rosasya kathora mushtina nadan prahittantara dhiyata surah.
Vrikne, when this trident was cut into pieces by the Sudarshan Chakra, swasule, his trident, bahudha arinam. Bahudha means it cut into many ways. Arinam, we you say in the word, Hindi word is the ari. Arina, to cut. Ari. Arinam hare. The chakra of Hari has cut trident into many pieces. Pratyaya, advancing toward Vistirna Uro. Vistirna means he is advancing now. Hiranaksha is advancing toward the Hiranaksha. And Vistirna Uro, how is the chest of Bhagavan? Vistirna. Vistirna Uro. Vibhuti Mat. And the abode of Sri Lakshmi, Vibhuti Mat. Only in Vaikunth, everybody is Chaturbhuj. That we have seen earlier. All attendants, devotees in Vishnu Lok, all of them have four bhujas. And wearing the same dress. So how will you recognize who is Supreme Hari? Who has got this? Vibhuti Mat, abode of Sri Lakshmi. Okay, Pravriddha Rosa, it increased the anger of that Hiranaksha. Saha Hiranaksha Kathor Mushtinam. Now third attack with the Mushti. Mushti in the fist. Mace, trident, now Mushti. Kathor Mushtinam, Nadana, roaring. Prahant Antar Dhyat Asura. After striking Prahant Antar Dhyat, he disappeared. There's many times you say, na, the hit and run. Many times the accident happens, somebody hits and out of fear the driver run away. Or say many times you will see the terrorists, they will hit and they will run away. Similarly, he is Asura, what he has done? He hit one fist on the chest of the Lord and disappeared. Asura, he disappeared. Asura was enraged when his trident was cut to pieces by Sudarshan Chakra of Bhagwan. He therefore advanced toward the Lord, roaring aloud, struck his hard fist against the Lord's broad chest, which bore mark of Srivatsa. Then he went out of sight. What is this mark of Srivatsa? One Mahatma said, a tuft of hair is, white hair is there. All of them, they don't have this tuft of white hair. Only Bhagwan has got this, so that you can identify which one is supreme. That is Srivatsa mark there. Sixteen.
Tenithamahatakshattah Bhagavanadisukarah Nakampatamanakvapi Srajahataivadvipah.
Tena itham ahata. Tena means by Hiranaksha. Itham means this way. Ahat means struck. Being struck by Hiranaksha in this way. Chatam is Vidur. Bhagavan Adisukar, the Lord in the form of the boar, na akampat. He didn't even 1 millimeter moved. What happened if somebody hits you? What will happen? You will go one step back or something, a little bit. Na akampat. He did not even move. Manak, slightly. Not even 1 millimeter he moved. Manak. Kwapi saja hateve dipa. It was just like ever on an elephant if you throw one flower. Will something happen to elephant? One flower you throw on elephant. Nothing will happen to him. Bhagavan, he gave him one strong blow, but nothing happened to Bhagavan. So, O Vidur, struck in this way, Bara Bhagavan did not even take notice of the blow, which was like a mere flower striking an elephant. You see, Hiranyaksha was the doorkeeper of Vaikunth, a devotee of Lord, fell down because of his some wrongdoing. But he was a devotee of the Lord. Lord is playing with him. He is enjoying this ride. For him, it is just like a father playing with the child. Like a baby child when he's sleeping next to mother or father, kicking with leg or hand. You enjoy. Or even if it's 1 year, 2 year, like our Dhanavantri, he is so fished. Beautiful is there. See, 2 years. So if father is playing with this, the child, what will happen? It is just like hitting you with a flower like that. So Lord is enjoying this fight.
Atho Rudha Srijan Mayam Yoga Maheshwari Haro Yam Vilokya Prajastrasta Meni Reshopasayamam.
Now, three types of fight are over. First is mace, second, trident, third, fish. Now, fourth is coming. It is fight with the magical devices, Maya. So, how is that? Atha, then, Arudha. Urudha means in many ways. Asrijat Mayam, he cast Maya. Now Asura also has got the power. And even the yogis also have got the power to create something new. Yogis also have got the power to create. So he created with Maya. And Yoga Maya Ishwar Haro, against whom? Against the Ishwar, who is the Yoga Mayapati. Yoga Mayapati. He is the Ishwar of Yoga Maya. Yam Bilokya, Yam means which, Bilokya after seeing, Prajasastra Sata, people fearly, Menire thought, Asya, this word, Upasanyamam. When he did this, when he created something with the Maya, people started thinking the world is coming to an end. With the Maya he created all this thing. What is all this thing he created? Asur now tried various feats of magical warfare, Maya against Bhagwan, who is Mayapati. The phenomena created by the Asur magic were so terrific that all thought that the world was coming to an end. This is greatness of the Lord allowing Asur to bring the situation up to the state of pralaya. That he is playing with him. Even a little movement of a little finger of Hari can do many things. Little movement of his finger. But he is allowing Asur to, okay, you create all this thing. So what all he created, that Asur created with his Maya? Next verse.
Prabhupurvaya vaschandaha tamappam savamainayan mairayan digvo nipeturgravanah kshepanaihi prahitaiva.
Prabhu vayavah, winds were started blowing. How were the wind? Chanda means very fierce. Tama, it was dark. Why it was dark? Pansavai me erayan. Pansavai means caused by the dust. Because that was a strong wind and all the dust were also picked up by that wind. And erayan. Air means were spreading. So dust was spread all over. Digabhyo. All the direction. In all directions. Nipetu. Nipetu means came down. What? Gravan. Gravan means stones. the wind, now you can think of how powerful was that. We must have seen the tornado type of thing, only the dust storm. But it was so powerful wind that it had picked up the stones also from the earth. And they were all whirling. Chepanai prahita eva. As if somebody is throwing stones by machine gun. From all directions, like when the hailstorm comes, we see from all over or from all sides, this hailstorm, this ice is hitting our building or our windows. Similarly, the stones were hitting all around. It was not hailstorm, it was the stones. So powerful it was. Gravel, yeah. Gravel coming from all sides now. So fierce winds began to blow from all directions, spreading darkness occasioned by dust and hailstorms. Stones came in volleys from every corner as if thrown by a machine gun. Next.
Dhournashta bhaganabhraudhaihi savidustanayetnubhihi varshadbhi puyakesha shrigvin mutrasthini chasakrita.
What happened? You see, Dhau means sky. Sky, Nashta Bhagana. Nashta Bhagana means? Bhagana means the luminaries. Nashta means? They were not able to show their brightness. Sun was covered, moon is not there, stars are not there. It's all covered. Darkness. So all the luminaries disappeared. Why? Abhra oghai. Abhra means clouds. Oghai means mass of clouds. So mass of clouds was there and which covered all the luminaries. All the luminaries in the sky. What are the luminaries in the sky? Sun, moon and stars. So all three were covered. And what there was? Sab vidyut. There was lightning and stana yit. Nubhi, Shaditnubhi means there was thunder. So lightning and thunder was there. Luminaries covered and lightning was there, thunder was there. Varsidvi, Varsidvi means raining. And it started raining. What all was that? Listen. Puya, pus. Pus was raining. Kesa, hair. Asrig, blood. Vinna, vinna means stool. Mutra, urine. Asthini, bones. Cha, skritaha, again and again. So this was coming. Sometimes you might have read in the newspaper, acid rain, have you heard? Same time. So these things were coming. This is all magic. It's the magic of Hiranyaksha. Achha. So the luminaries in the outer space disappeared due to his sky being overcast with the masses of clouds, which were accompanied by lightning and thunder. The sky rained pus, hair, blood, stool, urine, and bones. Okay, what else happened?
Giraya pratra drishyanta nana yudha mucho naga digvasaso yatu dhanah shulinyo mukta murdha jaha.
Giraya on the mountains. Giraya, giri, giri, you know? Giri means mountain. Giraya in the mountains. What happened? Pratra drishyanta, it appeared. Magic. On the mountain, pratidinsa, nana ayud mucho anaga. As if the mountain is bringing out many types of weapon. Nana, various, ayud, weapons, mucho means discharging, dispatching, anaga, O sinless vidur. From mountains, various types of weapons are coming. And that, what else? Digvasaso yatu dhanya. Yatu dhanya means demoness. Demon and demoness. How were they? Digvasa. So, you know what is Digvasa? Digambar. Whose vasa, whose vastra is dig, direction, is called Digvasa. Digambar. So, Digvasa, demonesses were all naked. Then, what were they armed with? Sulinyo, armed with the trident. So, these demonesses were with trident. And Mukta Murdaja. Mukta Murdaja means ears not combed. So, you have got a Sanskrit word for don't say, I'm not saying all these things. How these Yatudhanya were there? They were Mukta Murdaja. Hairs were not tied. Mukta Murdaja. Hairs were hanging loose. So, sinless Vidur, mountains discharged weapon of various kinds, and naked Rakshasis armed with the trident appeared with their hairs hanging loose. Next.
Bahubhi raksha raksho vihi pratyaksha ratha kunjaraihi atatai virut srishta himsrava choti vaishasaha.
Bahubhi, many yaksha rakshasa. Many yaksha and rakshasa. Pati means marching. Marching toward Lord. Pati marching. Aswa. Some were riding on horses. Ratha. Some were riding on chariot. Kunjarai. Kunjar means elephant. Some were riding on elephants. Who were they? Atatai bhi. They are atatai. Then utsrishta. Utsrishta means they uttered. So not only they were riding these, they were saying something. What? Hinsra. Cruel vacha. Vacha means words. So cruel words they were saying. Ativaisasa, murderous type of, very, very bad language they were using toward Bhagwan. So cruel and savage slogans were uttered by many yaks and rakshas, who all are either marched on foot or rode on horses, elephants or chariots.
Praduskritanam mayanam asurinam vinashayat sudarshanastram bhagavan prayunkadaitam tripat.
Praduskritanam mayanam. So whatever the magical forces, mayanam magical forces, praduskritanam displayed by that maya, asurinam by that asur, vinashayat desiring to destroy. Now Lord is trying to destroy the whole of Maya at a time. Sudarshan Astra. Lord took his Sudarshan discuss. Bhagavan Prayuktam. Prayuktam means through. Daitam Tripata. Daitam Tripata, beloved, Tripata means he is the enjoyer of Yajna. That is called Tripata. So enjoyer of Yajna, Bhagavan took his chakra and threw it on that maya. So Bhagwan, enjoyer of yag, now discharged his Sudarshan chakra, which was capable of dispersing the magical force displayed by Hiranaksha. You see, even yogi and asur can sometime enact very magical feast by their magical power, but by Sudarshan chakra all can be destroyed. Once Durvasa quarreled with the Ambarish Raja, and Sudarshan Chakra followed him, and he went all over. Nobody could save him. He came back and surrendered. So this Tripat means enjoyer of sacrifices. So we can reach that state by Jnana Yog, Karma Yog, Bhakti Yog. In all three, there are sacrifices, you know. This is the science behind all three yoga. There is always sacrifice. What are you sacrificing in Karma Yoga? We are sacrificing our ego and the fruits of action also. We are sacrificing. In Bhakti Yoga, in Narad Bhakti Sutra, we are studying, you also have to sacrifice something. All Lok, Ved, Kamna, everything has to be. It's very simple science. If you are devoting, if you are worshipping Lord, naturally your mind should be withdrawn from the world. So that also is a sacrifice, na? If you are coming to satsang, that means you have sacrificed 1 hour in OET. It is also sacrifice. In Jnana was also, in Jnana Yoga, first is the Pravritti mark, then comes the Nibritti mark. So when you come to the Nibritti mark, all Pravritti mark gone. We call it Jnana, Karma, Sannyas, Yoga, chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita. After you renounce all the karma, then comes chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, Samadhi Yoga. Then comes Samadhi Yoga. So first we have to have the knowledge, chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Atma Gyan. After that Bhagavan tells us, purify your mind by your Karma Yoga. Then slowly, slowly he tells us how from Karta you become Karan. Karan means instrument. We all still consider ourselves the doer, Karta. Now after that, from Karta to Akarta, Bhagavan is Akarta. So if we have to want to go from Karta to Akarta, you cannot go in one jump. You have to consider yourself as Karan, instrument in the hands of Lord. From Karan Bhav, you go to Akarta Bhav. When you become the Akarta Bhav, you come, after that you do the Samadhi, you are successful. But we want Akarta Bhav. All of us, we want Akarta Bhav. But without going through Karma Yoga, don't want to leave Karta Bhav, don't want to leave OET also, Sannyas, and we want success in meditation. Batao hoga. You are saying nahi hoga. Okay.
Tadadite samabhavat sahasari dive patuhu smarantya bhartura desham stanacha srik prasusruve.
Tada, then. Dite. Dite means mother of Hiranach. Diti. Diti. Sambhavat occurred. Sahasa, all of a sudden. Hridi, in heart. Bepatu, shudder. You see, mother is sitting somewhere else. The fight is happening inside the samudra, in the ocean. But there is a connection. So something is wrong is happening to your child, the mother comes to know somehow. Same thing is there. Tatadide, then diti, sambhavat occurred, sahasa, suddenly in her heart, a shudder. Smarantya, immediately she recalled. What? Bhartu adesha. Bhartu means husband's, whatever is husband said. Who was her husband? Kasya. What did he say at that time? Yes, because of your, you forced me to go for the union, whatever you get as a child, they will be all demon and they will be disturbing devas. From the Brahman, Asur can be born. See, from Brahman family, Asur can be born. In Asur family, Pradat, like a devotee, can be born. Okay? So don't say, ye hamare kul mein kahan se aa gaya ye. Anything can happen. In your family, Devata can come. In your family, Asur also can come. So this has happened. So what happened? Samaranta Bhatur Adesha Stanat Asrika Prasusrave. from her breast, blood started flowing. Okay, what does that mean? All that very, at that very moment, a shudder suddenly ran through the heart of Diti, mother of Hiranyaksha. She recalled the words of her husband Kashyap, and blood flowed from her breast. At the last moment of Hiranyaksha, Diti remembered what her husband had said, and she also knew that Hiranyaksha will be killed by Paramatma. That was one good thing. And she realized, at least if he is not able to see the whole of Paramatma, at least he will be able to see his hands. So that is also sufficient. She was very happy. So from her breast flowed blood instead of milk. In Krishna Leela also you find, sometimes he said, in the Yashoda Maya, out of love, her breast started giving milk, overflowing with the milk. But here we find it is blood. Milk is auspicious, but blood is inauspicious. What is milk? One Mahatma said, I don't know, Premalji will be able to explain more. It is blood which is converted into milk. Is it right, Premalji? You have got no idea. Some Mahatma said like that. I am not sure. It is the blood which gets converted into milk. And he says, milk is auspicious, but blood is not auspicious, it's inauspicious. Now comes the death of Hiranyaksha from 24 to 30.
Vinastasu swamayasu bhuyas ca vrajya keshavam rusopaguhamanom dridishovasthitam bahihi.
Vinastasu, when dispelled, swamayasu, the magic force is now all over. Magical power on Lord is now all over Swayasu. Bhuya, again, cha abrajya Kesavam. He came in front of Kesav. Kesav means killer of Kesi, Asur Kesi, Kesav. Now Hiranyaksha has again appeared before Lord. How is he? Rusa means full of anger. Upaguhamanam means he tried to embrace Lord. Upaguhamanam, amum means Lord. Dridise saw avasthitam bahi. He saw the Lord is standing outside. Hiranyaksha is in front of Bara Bhagwan. He is trying to squeeze him, in both hands, and he sees the Lord is standing outside. Okay, when the Asura saw the magic forces dispelled, he once again came into presence of Lord Kesav and full of rage tried to embrace him within his arms to crush him. But to his great amazement, he found Lord standing outside the circle of his arm. Okay. Why it is not happening? Simple science, you can tell. Think. Simple thing. Can a finite catch infinite? Is it possible? Hiranyaksha is finite. And Lord is? Can Hiranyaksha hold infinite in his arm? No. And he is an asur. We all do this thing. Asur, they all do things. With the material power, they think they will be able to take the favor of Lord. They can buy Lord also, something like that. We all try to do that, but it's not possible. So Lord can't come under the control of material strength, although Asur try. Asur always try, but it cannot happen. But for Bhakta he can stay in a small box. The Asur cannot hold him, but for a Bhakta, he can stay in the small box. Because when we travel from one place to another, we take our Bhagwan na, in small box. We open our box, we do our puja, again put it in the suitcase and go. He will stay there comfortably. But this asura was not able to hold. For devotee, he will stay. For asura, he is beyond reach.
Tam mushti vir vinaknantam vajrasarairadhokshajah karena karnamulehan yathatvastram marutpatihi.
Tam, Hiranaksha, mustibhi with fist, vinaknanti, striking, brajra sarai, as hard as braj, athojaja. Athojaja means Lord. What is the meaning of athojaja? We'll see. Lord. Karena karnamulena ahan. Karen, then after that Lord, what he did? Karena, with his hand. Karnamulena, karnamul of the Hiranaksha. So Bhagwan with his hand on the karnamul here. Karnamulena, ahan struck. Yatha Twastram Marutpati. Twastram means the demon, son of Twastra is Twastram. Marutpati. Marutpati means Indra. Okay, what happened? Asur now began to strike Bhagwan with his hard fist, but Lord Athojaja slapped him in the root of his ear, even as Indra, the lord of Marut, hit the demon Brit, son of Trishta. So his Britasur was killed by Indra. So Lord is addressed here Athojaja. Akshaja means which can be measured by eyes. Akshaja, measured by eyes. Adhoshaja means which cannot be measured by anything. That is why we say, Lord cannot be perceived by our organs of perception, cannot be measured. Seeing means what? Seeing means measuring. This is a chair, the eyes is measuring, this is a chair. So you cannot measure Lord. Therefore, his name is Adhoshaja. Next.
26, no? Sa ahato vishvajitaya vajnaya paribhramat gatra udastalochanah vishirna bhavangri shiro ruha patata yatha nagendro lulito navastata.
Sa ahato means Hiranaksha. Now he has been hit by Bhagwan. Vishvajita means Lord. So having heard by Lord, avagya, indifferently, paribhramat gatra, his body started reeling on the ground, rolling on the ground, udasta lochana, udasta means, the lochana means the eye, udasta, coming out, the eyes are coming out. He was hit so hard, visirna, broken. What are the things broken? Bahu, angri, legs, siroruha, hairs, then apadad, he fell down, yatha, how he fell down? Yatha nagendro, nagendro means large tree, lulito, uprooted, by what? Navastva, by the wind. When the strong wind is there, the big trees are also uprooted. Similarly, this person fell down. How? One slap. So we all think that that discuss Sudarshan Chakra is more powerful, is it not so? More than Sudarshan Chakra is the soft hand of Bhagwan. How soft hands are Bhagwan's? Very soft hands. With one slap, he was dead. So when the Lord, master of the world, thus struck him in the light mood, the asura's body trembled, his eyes sought out, and with the hands and the feet outstretched, he fell like a tree uprooted by the wind. Lord could have killed Asur long before, allowed him to show his power and magical feet. Lord is beyond all these. We can advance our scientific knowledge, All scientists all think that we are more powerful, but we can never become Paramatma. Once a scientist said, I could have made a better world than Bhagwan. Bhagwan said, Bano. So he started taking earth. But hey, Rakho, this is my earth. You first produce your raw material. Nikalo tum apna. Don't take my raw material. So Akas, Vayu, Agni, Jal, Prithvi, this is mine. If you can make a better world, you produce your elements and you make it. So we all think we are more intelligent than even Bhagwan. There are many stories we tell to our children. One person said, oh, why Bhagwan made that, what is that, watermelon so big? He could have made the mangoes that big, more juicy, mango like that. So he was just thinking at that time, one mango fell. It, and then bug. Now he started thinking, had it been that, क्या होता? It's already we do the Om Purnamada Purnamidam
Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.
Hari Om.